think I am. All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in time and space. Chuck Jines, documenting the human experience. I hope you're having a good Monday. Hopefully my sound quality flare just stayed on there so that we can do a little audio clips with this topic that we're doing today. I'm about 45 minutes early from the scheduled time. You guys might notice I never do this when they're scheduled. Not a clock on the wall kind of guy. Grab some coffee. We'll wait for some people to get in here. We're going to talk about catastrophic man-made global warming is the topic that we're going to discuss today. It's an important topic. It's all some people want to talk about. And we're going to take a look at some of the arguments pro and con and my personal thoughts on this. Good morning, buddy. How you doing? Good to see you. How is my sound this morning? Am I sounding good? Am I sounding good? Let me remind everybody that there are multiple ways to support the channel. Super Chat is open if you wish to contribute to this particular live stream in a Super Chat. Also, they have a new feature on YouTube. It's called Super Thanks, and this is located below every single video where you can leave a tip. So if there's other videos that you've benefited from and you wish to have a mutually beneficial exchange, feel free to give a small donation. I also have good morning, Serpent Headed Mask. Good to see you this morning. I also have a members area with a whole bunch of other video content and photo and some of my poetry and stuff like that. So there's multiple ways to support the channel. So yeah, let's go ahead and we'll get into this topic. Now, as most people know, I love nature very, very much. I constantly complain about the amount of trash and garbage that people leave all over the place. But I'm not an environmentalist. I am what I consider to be a conservationist. And to me, a conservationist is somebody that is concerned with the mindful use and protection of our natural environment as a conservationist. As opposed to an environmentalist. An environmentalist is kind of a religious fanatic who is kind of anti-human prosperity. And we're going to get into those two different things. Let me also say that I don't have a dog in this fight. It doesn't matter to me if there is man-made climate change that's going to lead to some sort of catastrophe, if that is what the data shows. I'm all good with that. Like I said, I'm someone that very much loves nature, complains about human trash all the time. So I don't have a dog in the fight there. I simply, again, this is a channel that what's true, good, and it doesn't show the join button. It should. If you go to share, download. It has a join, or yeah, it's got membership. It says membership tab. And also, if you can subscribe to the channel, you should be able to join the channel. iPhone shouldn't be excluded. But I don't have a dog in the fight. This channel is about the true, the good, and the beautiful. And we go off of data and draw I draw my conclusions based on the facts that we have held in proper context, using logic and reason to formulate my positions on things. As you can guess, I don't subscribe to catastrophic climate change caused by human activity. And the reason I don't is there isn't any evidence for that. And that's what we're going to get in here today. If you go to chuckjines.com, I have an essay called True Inconvenience. I wrote that. I don't know when Al Gore came out with that movie. Maybe it was 2005, 2006, something like that. It's a really long essay that I wrote on that, and that was because I used to hang out at the Long Branch Coffee House in Carbondale. Carbondale's kind of a college town, and I was one of very few kind of like blue-collar people that hung out in this coffee house. Most of it was college students or people affiliated with the university in some way, and Al Gore had come out with this movie, and I went and watched it too, and people were running around like their hair was on fire. That man, we had 10 years to, you know, just take drastic action. or we were going to go over a tipping point, and it was gloom and doom, and and I was like, so you went and you watched an Al Gore movie, and now you're ready to take decisive totalitarian political action in order to change the weather. It was insane then. It's insane now. Because, like I said, there isn't any evidence for this, and we're going to get into it. One of the great things about philosophy is the king of all sciences, because philosophy doesn't have to master every topic. You know, you don't have to be a physicist and a biologist and a climatologist to be able to decipher whether arguments are legitimate or not, believe it or not. And what we're going to take a look at here, we're going to play a little Don Lemon, because I think this really encapsulates how most of the arguments showing evidence of man-made catastrophic climate change are just absolutely not founded. So this is Don Lemon actually talking to a climatologist about a recent hurricane in Florida. Let's give a listen here.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we could come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the east.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay, well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
Okay, so let's play that once again. Can everybody hear that? Again, this is Don Lemon, supposedly a journalist, talking to a climatologist about a hurricane.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we could come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the east.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate.
No, he didn't say that he wanted to talk about climate change, Don. Apparently you do.
What effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. On the whole, on the cumulative, may be making storms worse. To link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay. Well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
Okay, so this is pretty standard operational procedure here by Mr. Don Lemon. So first of all, and let me just say that, and we're going to talk about Dr. Richard Lindens here in a minute, and he's not the only one that has noted that there has been a shift over to probably the last decade. It's probably been taking place longer than that, but it's really accelerated from science being data-based to theoretical-based. Which is a real problem because it's not science. So what Don is offering up here is called anecdotal evidence. I grew up there and storms are intensifying. Well, actually, storms are not intensifying. When you look at the data, the actual data, there's no increase in the frequency of hurricanes, and there's no increase in the power of hurricanes. That's a myth. No, regardless of what Don thinks he might have perceived in his own little personal life, this is not science. People do this all the time. There was a guy, Rich Kohler, from Chicago, educated man, college, university, and we were talking about IQ data, which has to do with averages. And he said, no, that's not true, because I had said that the average IQ between a certain group was much substantially lower than another group. And he said, no, there's this guy at work, and he's really smart. Oh, okay, yeah. Whew. This is a total intellectual swindle that's taking place here. This is anecdotal evidence. It's not science, whether we're talking about IQ data or whether Don Lemon is trying to refute an actual scientist. So, no, you can't take any individual one thing and say, aha, there's proof of man-made catastrophic climate change. This is, like, so disingenuous from every level. And that's the great power of rational thinking and philosophy. Logic, reason, context, all of these things. We can look at that and say, wow, that is a disingenuous argument. No matter what the topic is, you don't do that. So the scientist is actually correct. You can't take any one phenomenon and then say, aha, see, this is man-made, and it's going to be catastrophic in the future. And as you look around, this is what I notice over the years. And I've looked at this for decades now, and there's never been any there. It's always, almost always, Don Lemon-type arguments. Oh, see, there's a forest fire. Yep, it's caused by man-made global warming. Well, how do you know? It's ridiculous. So one of the other things we can look at is anybody trying to control the debate? Is there free conversation allowed, or is there someone trying to stifle the debate itself? And when it comes to catastrophic man-made climate change, as a matter of fact, you could just about guarantee that YouTube is going to slap a disclaimer on the bottom of this, just like Facebook does, attempting to refute what this video is going to say, or anybody else's video. There's this, they tag their propaganda right onto anything that you say. Dr. Jordan Peterson is currently struggling to keep his professional license that they're trying to take away from him for things that he said on the Joe Rogan show. So we see this trying to silence any type of opposition. That usually smells funny to me. Something's going on here. So, like Dr. Richard Lindzen, and he was recently on the Jordan Peterson podcast. And let me just say that this guy's pedigree is, like, insane. It's top notch, man. This guy's MIT. Over 250 published scientific papers, just a long, long, long history. And also John Christie. There's numerous Scientologists or weather scientists out there that you can see on YouTube that will clearly say that this is a very disingenuous movement. There's a lot of talk about a lot of the type of funding, right? You don't receive funding if you're against this movement, right? So it's highly politicized, and it's hard to get to the actual data because it's coded, you know, there's a big pile of horse shit here, and somewhere in that dunghill is the diamond of truth. So the data doesn't support any of this, that there is going to be catastrophic climate change caused by human activity. It's absolutely preposterous. there's no data to support that. And in fact, the data shows the opposite. First of all, you know, when they say 97% of scientists agree, well, as Dr. Richard Lindzen pointed out and other people point out, the question is phrased kind of funny. Yeah, most scientists agree that CO2 is a greenhouse gas, and increases in CO2 increase global temperatures. Yep. But to say that most scientists agree, which, by the way, isn't science anyway, it's not a popularity contest or a vote, but that's a disingenuous way to ask the question. No, most scientists don't agree that there's not serious climatologists, not from what I see. Don Lemon's in the New York Times, yeah, but actual climatologists, no. First of all, CO2 is a relatively minor influence on the greenhouse effect. There are so many other things, cloud formation. And, you know, the other thing is a lot of this is taken with such a small slice of a pie. If we look at the Sierra Desert, just 6,000 years ago was a tropical rainforest. The ocean has cycles that last 1,000 years. There isn't anything unusual happening here as far as any sort of drastic there isn't anything unusual here. The climate has always changed like that. There isn't any acceleration or anything like that. Now, all of their speculation on this being catastrophic has to do with these computer-generated models, which, again, isn't science. It's not data. It's theoretical. And there are so many variables that if you just change them slightly, changes the entire outcome of these computer models. And it's turned into a religion. It reminds me of the Catholic Church trying to control science. Now we have this woke environmental movement that tries to control the debate and control the funding. Much of the same behavior when it comes to IQ data. We see the same kind of phenomenon going on. And IQ data is solid. it's really, really solid stuff. And they have to employ all sorts of swindles and disingenuous type tactics in order to avoid and escape reality. We just did a podcast on the similarities between Christianity based on Platonic metaphysics having to do with the idea that this world is bad and corrupted, and in some other ethers there is a perfect world. Comparing that to all the various forms of Marxism, which environmentalism is a byproduct of Marxism, how this is just another, the world is bad, people are bad, and we're going to create a utopia through legislation and make the world right and create a heaven here on earth. And how, go check out that podcast. It's pretty good, that live stream we did last week. So we see a lot of the same things. These are mythological-based worldviews that are at war with the actual data and the actual science. Like I said, Dr. John Christie is another great videos to watch. Him talking about how they kind of, there's a discrepancy between global average temperatures when it comes to satellite data and the actual thermometers that are on the ground. And how almost all of the data that's put into these models is off the thermometers are on the ground, which are not accurate for various reasons. Like he says, a lot of times you take a thermometer that's been around for 100 years and then you build a city around it. it changes the readings. So many little slight things that are just disingenuous in this entire movement. So the idea that they're going to legislate and look at the things that they're doing, these absolutely horrific windmills and the solar arrays and going to force people to buy solar cars. It's just incredible the insanity that is taking place based on error. And there's nothing really to worry about. It's going to be fine. There have been periods in the Earth's history where the entire planet was ice. There are times in its history where there was no ice and the entire thing was tropics. And to suggest that we have somehow thrown the balance of things off in such a way that there's going to be catastrophic events is pure bullshit. It's pure bullshit. Let's get some of your thoughts on this, huh? Hello, good morning. Unfortunately, iOS Apple, I am worried about the battery shit going on. Right, the lithium batteries. Well, that's, whenever you embark on something, we talk about this in all of our podcasts and how we have to proceed, whether it's IQ data and inequalities in the world or man-made climate change, whatever the topic is. We have to proceed with the facts in reality, right? Or else we're going to make a bigger mess, regardless of our intentions. So much of this stuff is like the people at the Long Branch Coffee House. They go and they watch a movie, and they're running around with their hair on fire. And then they want to make decisions while they're in this panic mode with their hair on fire. So they go and they do things like lithium batteries, not thinking this through, the environmental impact on Joe Rogan has done shows on this, just incredible insanity. And these things, you are not going to beat fossil fuels. It's not going to happen. You know, some of the things, like when I was growing up, if I'm 56 years old, if you guys might remember, it was a ice age that was going to wipe us out, and acid rain, and you know, now there's more trees now than there were 200 years ago. The earth is greener and more lush. We're producing food. There's been since 2000, between 2000 and 2015, entire huge proportions of humanity have been brought out of poverty through capitalism and through carbon. There's a direct relation between carbon, carbon-based fuels, and prosperity of human beings. And it's just the way it is. And these solar arrays and the wind and all that is really pipe dreams, man. It's pipe dreams. I'm not saying that we shouldn't use some of these things. Yeah, that's great. You know, Dr. John Christie was talking about, you know, when Henry Ford invented the car, the government didn't go around and kill all the horses and make you buy a car. You know what I mean? Can you imagine the federal government coming in and saying, aha, it's time to kill all the horses? Just crazy shit that they do. And it's not real. It's not based. It's not rationally thought out. It comes from a place of emotion, and will end up causing, like Jordan Peterson saying, these guys are actually going to cause the starvation and suffering of just untold millions of people with their bullshit good intentions. You know, me just driving around on my motorcycle and driving through like the panhandle of Texas and having to look at the ocean of windmills, and I think these liberals actually want to like bake the planet with this shit. Let's listen to Don Lemon again, because this is really, really telling. This is how these guys roll. He's actually talking to a climatologist, a master in his field, but Don knows better.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we could come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the east.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Right. Your bullshit is intensifying, Don.
On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse.
And it may not.
But to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay. Well,
that's not the answer we want here today.
Listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intense.
Mr. Scientist, I grew up there. Don't you disturb my worldview with your data and your expertise. I am Don Lemon, and I say that they're increasing. Isn't that amazing? And like I said, that's pretty standard right there. There's nothing unusual about that. So that's what, you know, should make you suspect of this kind of stuff. And like this guy said, you know, maybe storms are intensifying because of climate change. There's no real data for that, let alone that we caused it. You're even further away from that. And that you're going to actually do something about it is even further away. It's a religious cult. It is the biggest hoax since Jesus. Don Lemon is a propagandist, not a journalist. Well, a lot of these people are propagandists, and there's a lot of money behind it, a lot of political motivations, and not a whole lot of data. I don't want to detract from the subject, then don't. But does this suggest that the population and climate aren't mutually exclusive? Well, I don't know about man-made climate change, but I do know about man-made garbages all over the place. I think there's too many people on the planet, which Jordan Peterson and a lot of these people would disagree. They think because we can feed them that we should just have more of them. I don't necessarily agree with that. But we're talking about man-made climate change and how it's going to be a catastrophe. And there isn't any data for that. There's nothing but propaganda for that. The Earth is changing on the 24-hour clock of this planet. We are, what, maybe 2 minutes? Yeah, it's incredible. You have to literally do what Don does here. You have to take just one little instance in a bubble. Well, like I said, when people don't have arguments, they do three things. The first thing is they take things out of context. That's what Don is doing here. This is what environmentalists do. They take it totally out of any sort of realistic context. Kill the horses. That's a great statement. Well, that's, you know, kill all, you know, look what happens when Joe Biden gets in, shuts down on war, closes the pipeline, reneges on all the drilling for natural gas and oil contracts. Looks what happens. My boots went up $100. These boots I want to go buy. Last time I bought these boots, they were $225. Now they're $339. Right? Food is up. Everything has exploded in inflation because ding dong implementing policies based on religious mythology. It's incredible. So if you can imagine, yeah, kill all the horses. Funny how humans are going to save the Earth. The Earth's not going anywhere. No, I mean, it's ridiculous. The planet has been through much worse. You know, George Carlin did a great skit on this as well. It's a bunch of champagne liberals that don't want their bike path disturbed with, you know. They give a shit about the planet. These are the same people that dump their garbage all over the place. It's the same people. They dump their garbage all over the place, and then they want to enact legislation to force people to have to drive solar cars, thinking that they're doing something. And they're really not. They're actually causing the problem to be worse. And you can't beat carbon fuels. They're great. And like I said, there isn't we're a surface nuisance. You know, if we're even that. You know, that's the thing. CO2 is like really, really a minor factor in the greenhouse cycle. It's amazing. It's like 2% or something like that. Most other things have much more to do with it, and things that we don't even have our mind around, like the ocean cycles. They're on big time timescales. Sun cycles. So many things that contribute to climate change outside of human activity, and nothing has uplifted human beings like the free market system and carbon fossil fuels. It just hasn't. There's nothing to compare to them. And there's a lot of politics. Pack your shit, folks. We are going away. And I don't agree with that. I love George Carlin's skit, but we're not going anywhere. There, it'll be 50 years from now, and we'll all just be here. You know, we'll just be here. People will move. Where I'm at right now, used to be an inland sea. Where I'm at right now in this desert where I built this house used to be an inland sea. It's happening all the time, constantly. There's nothing unusual happening. It's pure bullshit. Let's see if we can get someone to try to refute what I said. But what Don did here is exactly what they do. They take, aha, there's a forest fire, or there's a drought, or there's a hurricane. More evidence of man-made catastrophic climate change and global warming when it's not. The data doesn't support that. And here Don isn't willing to learn from the climatologist. He's going to correct him based on anecdotal evidence. Okay, I'm from Florida, and I say the storms are increasing in strength and frequency. And I say it's because of capitalism and fossil fuels. Didn't get the answer he wanted. And they don't. And they don't listen. What Don Lemon has a religious dogma. And all of those other people, you know. Where I live used to be a giant lake 10,000 years ago. You know. And we had nothing to do with any of that. My main concern is overpopulation having to do with space. It's hard to be alone. Yeah, I know the Earth can probably hold another 4 billion people. But is that the best thing for human well-being? No, probably not. The more you cramp people together, the more psychosis, all kinds of shit. And there's this garbage all over the place that I don't like looking at. It's, you know, you watch Les Stroud, Survivor Man. You can't go anywhere on the planet, on any shore, anywhere, without tons of garbage washing up all over the place. And it's disgusting. The universe was born out of chaos, so we're merely in some of the best of times. There's actually nothing going on, man. You know, these computer-generated models are not science. They're just, and the data that they're plugging in is already preconditioned to give you the disasters, and then they get more funding, you know. Sean, good to see you, man. Good to see you. We're talking about the religion of environmentalism. Like I said, I'm a conservationist, which means the mindful use and preservation of our beautiful, beautiful planet and natural resources. I'm on board with that. Overfishing, it isn't like we don't have problems. Overfishing is a problem. Garbage all over the place is a problem. Overpopulation is a problem. I would imagine at some point, at some point, you're going to run out of a lot of these types of fuels, the more people that are wanting to consume them. And I know, like, Jordan Peterson and a lot of these people think it's great that so many people have moved out of poverty and had more children, and now the Earth's population is even exploding more. I don't personally agree with that. Jordan and a lot of these intellectual elites live pretty bubbled lives. They're very book smart. But Jordan Peterson or Sam Harris or any of these guys, you know, they fly first class, if not in private jets. They're really in an Eiffel Tower and not down on the ground. He's from Canada, which, you know, his population is a lot less. So from the view down here with all you folks, there's too many fucking people. You know, when you ride your motorcycle through all these tiny towns that weren't built for, you know, the population has doubled since I've been here. There's traffic jams in these little tiny towns at 4 o'clock. And you think, what the fuck? You know, and try getting away from people. Try getting away. Go out into the middle of hell. I was out setting traps on private property last week. Here they come. Two guys, hey, can we hunt here? No, this is private property, dude. It's like you can't get away from them, man. They're everywhere. And then the garbage, go try to find someplace without broken bottles and cans. I just finished Dick Prenicke's One Man's Wilderness, which, you know, shit, he wrote that a long, long time ago. And there was a problem in that beautiful Twin Lakes where he was at. These hunters, these rich, well-to-do people come in, pay for a guide to hunt some sheep, and they leave their garbage all over the place. Like I said, just because someone's in a $250,000 RV, they're just trailer trash to me. I watch them. You know, they let their dog shit right in the middle of the path. They leave their garbage all over the place. They run their generators so they can have their air conditioning when they come home. And they're not even camping. They're just driving their house around and throwing their shit all over the place. So I'm against consumerism and a lot of these things, but if we have impacted the amount of CO2 emissions, it's not that significant. even if we have, it's nothing to concern yourself with. If you want to see how fast the landscape can change, check out Mount St. Helens. Oh yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But let me reiterate that. Even if it is true that human activity has increased CO2, it's negligible. It's nothing to concern yourself with. Certainly are not any sourdough 1977. Yeah, that's another good one. Trying to get away from the people. There's just too many of them, man. There's too many people. For my liking, anyway. You know, and the thing is because of Christianity and because of Marxism, we've encouraged the procreation of maybe the not the best examples of the human species. Hey, I don't mean to talk like that, but I'm kind of Nietzschean. You know, we haven't encouraged the, like he said, it's not the higher types that we encourage the breeding of. We don't subsidize that. We subsidized low IQ peasant populations, and they explode. And those ain't the best and brightest. But that's what we do. And now the earth is just teeming with them. And I'm not a big fan of it, you know. My sister just had her fifth kid yesterday. Oh, great. Why? Let me ask you this. Who funds that? Is your sister on any sort of public aid whatsoever? If not, what does her and her husband do to fund five children? This is a legitimate question here. And also, what is their ethnicity? Let me ask you a couple different questions here, Half Throttle. What is her ethnicity? What is her husband's ethnicity? Who funds this? Is there any public aid whatsoever coming into the household? If not, what do they do for a living? Fifth kid yesterday. And I could be totally wrong. But let's see. And Half Throttle could tell me not the truth as well. But let's just see here. Generally, that's not. There's also R and K reproduction strategies within human beings. Different groups of people have different reproduction strategies. For example, let me just say that Asians. She's a nurse. He is a brain surgeon. Oh, cool. That's good to know. So there's no public aid coming into the house. This is very, very odd. Generally speaking, brain surgeons and nurses and people of higher incomes have fewer children. Asians, for example, on average around the world have fewer children. And I'm not talking about a Chinese mandate. I'm just talking in general. They have fewer children and they invest a lot of time in them. Other ethnicities have a more of a spray and pray kind of reproduction strategy where they have shitloads of kids. They don't invest much time in them. And if they make it, they make it. And if they don't, they don't. And there are these forces working in the world. Well, that's good to know, but that's really odd that they would have that many children. Like I said, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but that's not the norm. Most of those. And what ethnicity are they? The brain surgeon and the nurse. He grew up in a big family, so he wanted the same. Well, that's good reasoning. But generally, that's not the case. Generally, the upper class has fewer children than the lower class. That's the global trends around the world. But as far as catastrophic, she's white and he's Hispanic. Okay. Some people blame the Syrian goat herders for overgrazing the region, causing it to turn into a desert. No, they can do that all they want. good luck. Wow. Well, like I said, some religious people think the earth is 4,000 years old, too, and that Noah built an ark and put two of every species. Well, it depends which story you read, seven and one, two and the other. But people believe all kinds of silly shit. And then there's data, reason, logic, facts, and context. That's the arena of ideas, and that's philosophy. Once again, with Don Lemon, because I just can't get over this. But this the reason I'm playing this is standard here. So here's the actual science expert, and here's a Marxist journalist with an agenda.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect?
This is about that last hurricane that hit Florida.
Climate change has on this phenomenon?
We can.
Okay, so he wants to set the stage here, and he's hoping that this climate scientist is going to confirm that this hurricane, the reason it's so intense is because of man-made climate change. That's the answer Don is fishing for here.
come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and.
So the scientist doesn't want to talk about climate change and this individual hurricane for some reason.
Now, we think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the east.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what?
No, he didn't say he wanted to talk about climate change, Don. let me interrupt here. This is insane stuff, man.
What effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Right, you can't. Although Don does all the time. And environmentalists, fundamentally, that's their number one thing, is attributing one single event to catastrophic man-made climate change. This is what they do. This is how we know they're full of shit, because these are not legitimate arguments at all.
On the whole, on the cumulative, the climate change may be making storms worse.
And maybe not. That's his whole point. There isn't any conclusive data that hurricanes are more frequent or more intense.
But to link it to any one event, I would call it against them.
Okay. Well,
this is the same thing with Rich Kohler taking the one individual at work, right? We're talking about IQ averages between different ethnicities, right? And Rich Kohler says, no. All of that data is wrong, because I know a guy at work of that ethnicity, and he's really smart. Seriously. Oh, scrap all the data. Scrap that, because you know a guy at work. Oh, and Don's doing the same exact thing here.
Listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
Listen, I grew up in Florida, and I'm telling you that these storms are intensifying. It's exactly the same procedure. This is how we know it's bunk. It does not matter what the topic is. If there is a large database that is reason, logic, facts, and in context, and somebody wants to deny that entire volume of work because of some anecdotal singularity, it doesn't matter what the topic is. This is not legitimate arguments, and that's the beauty of philosophy. Well, if we learn anything here, learn to smell that little trick that people play on all kinds of topics. And whether it's Rich Kohler talking about the one smart guy he knows at work, as if that refutes the averages, and it doesn't. Or if it's Don saying, hey, man, I grew up in Florida, and I say that the storms are intensifying. That's not what the data says. But that's how people roll today. Saw your post about wood stoves. Let me tell you something chilling. In one administrative era in Norway, every house needs a chimney sensor, which sends statistics about your wood stove usage to them. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're watching everything. Hey, Jamon, how you doing? And one of the reasons why there's more trees today is because people don't heat with wood stoves. We don't use trees like we used to. There's so many other products that we use. I mean, there's not a lot of times nowadays, there's not a lot of wood in the construction of homes. But the earth is 15% more greener today than it was 200 years ago. Even with, we hear all this, they're about to wipe out the rainforest and so much propaganda, man, lots of propaganda. But always look for this, for people who take an exception to the general rule as refuting the general rule. And it doesn't. It's just an exception. Nobody said that everybody in this ethnicity is of a low IQ. That's no. On average, this particular ethnicity has an 85 IQ. And you might know somebody with 120 that's of, never said that. But that's what these people do. And that's what Don Lemon is doing here when it comes to the intensity and frequency of hurricanes. And he tries to bait this. He's fishing for the answer to support his propaganda. And instead of being an honest man and conceding, he's actually going to say that the climate scientist is wrong. And that's what people do when they have a mythological worldview that is disconnected from the facts and reality. And this channel is about the true, the good, and the beautiful. Super Chat is open if you benefit from these. Let's have a mutually beneficial exchange. Buy me a cup of coffee, kick in a buck or two. Won't hurt you, and it'll certainly help me. Is there anybody on here that will would like to debate this or has a different view and what you're basing your view on? Why do people deny the truth? That is an awesome question, Jim. As a matter of fact, you may have given me my next podcast. Why do people deny the truth? Yeah. That's a great question. I have some answers. How about we save that? Let's put that one in our pocket, Jim. Thank you for asking that question. Yeah, I also have a live stream on how we know what we know, which is a pretty good one that falls in line with your question. We're going to do that. Why do people deny the truth? Awesome. 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 Half throttle. I'm camping in sand dunes, Nevada desert, about 3 inches of snow and still coming down. Yeah, it's snowing here, too. But that doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? You can't take any of these individual things and say, aha. You know, the facts of the matter are is we don't really know how much, if any, human outpouring of CO2 has caused the climate temperature to rise. It's in the last 100 years, it's gone up very slightly. Here's what we do know is CO2 is like a minor influence on the greenhouse effect. It's not a so you could double or triple it or quadruple it. 10 times it from what it is now, and it's negligible. There are natural things in the environment that counteract the amount of CO2. It's really ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. I think you chased all the debaters off your channel. I guess so. What happened? I'm fair. I give people a chance and a shot. I don't let them get away with the three things that they do: mischaracterization, derailments into other topics, and then character assassination and threats, right? Those are the three things people do, regardless if they're left, if they're right, atheist, Christian, doesn't matter. When people cannot grapple in the arena of ideas, which is reason, facts, reason, logic, and context, when they cannot contend, they employ one or all of those three things. Don just did that there, number one, taking things out of context. And I, if you guys have been a frequent visitor, you notice that I call people out on that like all the time. I probably have scared most people away. And that's the power of philosophy. That what I'm trying to share with everybody here is what's so wonderful about reason-based thinking. And philosophy, it's a very powerful tool. I can look at the conversations of the discrepancies of IQ between racial groups or the legitimacy of catastrophic man-made climate change. Those are very different issues. But I pick out the same disingenuous approaches because of philosophy. And that's why philosophy and fact-based reason thinking is so powerful. And that's why all mythological groups are at war with the philosopher, because they had their mythologies, whether it's environmentalism, Buddhism, it doesn't matter what ism it is, their mythology takes precedence over what is true, good, and beautiful. They sacrifice what is true, good, and beautiful for loyalty to their team, to their tribe, to their clan, or to their belief system. And that's how most people operate. As to why, great topic. We're going to cover that. Huh? Why do people deny the truth and believe things? And there's multiple reasons. Let me organize my thought. That's a great topic. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate that you asked that question. So nobody is going to defend Don Lemon here, huh? I can't imagine why. No one's going to insist that we're all doomed. Like I said, I have an essay that I wrote 20 years ago called A True Inconvenience. And the inconvenience is the data. And it was in response to Al Gore's movie, right? And they said, I argued with people at the Long Branch Coffee House. They swore to me that if we didn't take immediate and drastic action, all we had was 10 years. That was it. And we were fucked, man. We were fucked if we didn't take immediate action. Yeah, I went and saw the Al Gore. You didn't see the Al Gore movie? Ah, we're all doomed. That was 20 years ago. They're 10 years overdue. And I'm glad I have that essay that I wrote 20 years ago. And here I am again, 20 years later, telling you the same thing. These people are to me, that's evidence that they're wrong. Hell, they're not even really 100% sure that CO2 causes warming, or does the warming increase CO2? The jury's kind of still out on that one. Most lean towards CO2 actually does slightly increase the greenhouse effect. But it's plant food. It's plant food. And the climate, there's nothing unusual. As a matter of fact, we have a very slight warming trend that is located within a much larger and long-term cooling trend. There is nothing outrageous here. The computer models are absolute bullshit. Pure, pure bullshit. Like I said, there's been this move in our modern world today from data-based science to theoretical science, which really isn't science. So there's been a move away from what is true, good, and beautiful. Right, because of wokeism, because of this Marxism that has permeated much of our society and institutions, to move away from facts and reality. Right, go check out my what I did last week, the podcast on the similarities between Christianity and Marxism when it comes to otherworldliness. I'll play devil's advocate. Okay. I looked up CO2 and our atmosphere. Emissions totaled 36 billion tons in 2021, the highest level in history. Okay. Well, the stream is quite true and beautiful. Yeah, okay. But let's say that's true. That there is. No one is arguing that there hasn't been an increase in CO2. The problem is that we don't know if that's from us or how much of it is from us. And we know that CO2 is a minor influence on the greenhouse effect. Most people don't realize. See, Don and people leave that out, that it's really minor. So that's what NASA says. Yeah, you know, here's what's interesting. I just watched what was supposed to be a debate between, it was really funny, and they played a NASA video. It was between Dr. Richard Lindzen, and I can't remember who the other guy was. It turned out it wasn't a debate. Here, these journalists don't check out their deals, right? So they got Dr. Lindzen on there and some other climatologist on there, and I guess they assumed they were going to disagree. So they play this NASA video, right, that is talking about how the Earth has a fever. And they're talking about the vocabulary that they're using here, right, that NASA is even using, right, because NASA needs funding. There's a whole financial movement, and people's financials depend on this whole thing. So what's funny is they play this NASA video, and this journalist thinks that Dr. Lindzen is going to be in argument with the other dude. So that I watched half of it, 30 minutes of it, and they agreed on every point that the NASA video itself is misleading. So that's the importance of a philosophy, right? If our institutions, Dr. Michael Shermer just did a great podcast on how Scientific America has gone woke. He was a columnist for Scientific America for a long, long time. Scientific America has been around since like 1845 or some shit like that. And it's no longer scientific. So, or Bill Nye, the science guy, comes on Big Think, right, and does this insane video on how race isn't biological and it's merely a social construct. ChuckGiants.com, I actually have a video or a podcast on that where Richard Dawkins and all kinds of people tell you exactly the otherwise. So what do we do in a world when major institutions that used to be trustworthy sources of data have now gone woke and are now pumping out the propaganda? How do we – it's even harder to discover what is true, good, and beautiful. And that is why reason and why philosophy is such a critical tool, because it's able to cut through this bullshit and get to what is true, good, and beautiful. Let's be honest. Modern civilization hasn't been around long enough making accurate observations with precision measuring. It's insane. Random camera junk, you're right. Doesn't Google give us all the information we need? So much misguided information on the truth of many topics. We tend to take the information that we want to believe, and it makes us feel better. Absolutely. You know, when I first – I've been doing this a long time. Super Chat is open if you guys want to kick in a buck or two. I've been doing this quite a long time. I've been online producing stuff on websites, podcasts for 22 years now. And when I first – I couldn't turn on a computer. I was a roofer. Yeah, Bill Nye also stated there are only two genders, but now promotes the woke position. Yeah, he's also not a scientist. He's an engineer. But when I first got involved with the online world, I was a roofer. I literally could not turn on a computer. And after 9/11, I discovered the blogosphere prior to Facebook and all that social media. And quickly learned using FrontPage to build my own websites because I wanted to partake in the political dialogue. And at that time, the blogosphere, blogs were – and I liked the world before social media. I really liked blogs. I still have my own website today. But I really enjoyed the world back then. I remember when YouTube first came online. I remember Google back in the day – if you did a Google search, they were not manipulating the algorithms, and you could pretty much find information that you wanted to find. Nowadays, you can't do that. They have the algorithms so manipulated to their agenda. I don't even do searches on half the shit anymore because it's buried on page 27. You know, go do a search on black on white racism. All you get is how bad white people are. That's not what I was searching for. I was searching for black on white racism. Why do I got to go on page 47 to a Breitbart article? You know what I mean? The climate change without humans. Bill Nye is made for TV scientists. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, what I'm trying to pass on to people here is the power of reason and logic, using and analyzing facts in their proper context, how powerful this tool is. And that's why, whether it's the religious side of Platonism or the secular side of Platonism, neither one of these camps like science nor reason. That is their number one enemy because it smashes whatever little fairy tale they're believing, whether it's Jesus or whether it's environmentalism. Neither one of these things are true, good or beautiful. And but that's what people believe. One more time with Don Lemon, just to get your mind around it. This is Don Lemon trying to get the answer that supports his worldview from a climatologist concerning a hurricane.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the eastern.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that, that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay, well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
You got to wonder if it's a Saturday Night Live skit. It's so insane. Trust the science. The new government food pyramid now says that Lucky Charms is healthier than beef. Oh, my God. So hopefully you enjoyed this. Like I said, I'm a conservationist. I believe in the mindful use and preservation of this beautiful, beautiful planet that we live on. And if there were evidence for catastrophic man-made climate change, I'd be on board with it. But the facts don't lead there. They just don't. Propaganda, beliefs, wishes, intellectual subterfuge, all kinds of other things lead you there. But an honest pursuit of what is true, good, and beautiful does not lead me there. Everything's cool. We need to pick up our garbage, that's for sure. Head over to ChuckGines.com. There's a newsletter subscription over there that I keep, not for a newsletter, but should I ever lose any of my social media accounts, it's a way to communicate with people. I have some books and magazines over there for sale. And the next topic, I think that's a great one. Why do people deny the truth? Jim Sullivan asked that question, and I think that's a really great topic. I think it goes along with the live stream we did on how we know what we know, and I think which is also real important. So I got to go check my animal traps, and I got a lot of I got a new guitar. I'm gonna be actually doing some busking and up in Taos. So I have a lot of work to do there and get my little act, my little routine together. So there's a lot of work to do there. Me and my wife are in the last stages of editing Against Doctor's Orders, the book. I have a really good longtime friend that is doing an oil painting for the cover of that book as well. Once the book is published, I'm going to remove the magazines. There's a three-part trilogy magazine, Gravis Magazine, Against Doctor's Orders. If you wish to get those, and maybe there'll be a collector's item at some point, I don't know. But those will be removed, and it's going to be in a book. I will no longer do Gravis Magazine. I'm going to do books. I'm actually working on putting a price on Heaven, which is another heroin book that I'm working on. I got a lot of stuff. I have a lot of stuff to work on when it comes to my writings and my music and things like that. So thank you very much. See you guys later. Have a good week. And I don't know when I'll do another one, but I think our topic will be, why do people deny the truth? That is a really, really awesome question. All right, people, have a good one.